Bill Annis with you this morning, Radio Man Bill. This early afternoon is 12:44. Let's go to, we bring you now to Mike Swayze calling the ball game in Juneau. Mike.
Hey, Radio Man Bill. How you doing today?
Good morning. We're feeling great here.
Good morning. Good morning. Is it morning still?
Oh, it's just a few minutes after.
All right. Okay. You know, just a few.
Yeah. Let's call it 45.
Hey, you know what? It's a good time of day for some basketball action. I tell you, this regional tournament has seen some incredible games. Yesterday, we had one close call after the next. And today, the early game was won by Cake. This was not a close contest. It was the girls' side, and Cake just pretty much ran away from Hoona in that game. So Cake will advance the winner of today's girls' game. Featuring Skagway versus Angoon will go on to play Cake for a chance to go to the Losers Bracket Championship. In the Losers Bracket Championship, whoever wins that game will advance to the second seed in state. So we're turning our attention to the boys' side of the slate right now. The Skagway varsity boys playing today against Hoona. And so Hoona has, you know, both teams back-to-back here, just like Skagway will have after the boys' game. The girls will be broadcast here live on KHNS as well. Now, Skagway came out in the first round and had a really tough matchup. They had a tough matchup, and they got beat. They got beat handily by a tough Heidelberg team, which will be playing in the championship game tonight at 8 o'clock here at Thunder Mountain High in Juneau. And, you know, Heidelberg, they play loose. They play confident. And they're going up against a Kluwak team that has hit its stride. No seniors on that Kluwak team. But my goodness, they can fill up a basketball net and can do it quickly. They've got depth. They've got size. They've got the whole package. So Heidelberg is going to a lot of work to do against Kluwak. Now, Skagway, you know, they lost their first game against a real tough Heidelberg team. Well, they bounced back. They bounced back in a big way against Angoon. They came out, played their 1-3-1 defense against Angoon, got their offense moving nicely, passed the ball well offensively yesterday, and beat a tough Angoon team handily. So, Hoona. What has Hoona got that Skagway can defend? Well, Hoona's got athleticism, and they've got a terrific coach in Adam Gretzinger. And Skagway, you know, they're going to come out in that 1-3-1. Something that worked against Hoona yesterday was a boxing one. We don't know if Coach Lesh is going to go to that extent, but their player, Jerry White, is one of those kids that can take over a ball game quickly. He is their leading scorer, and he's a kid to watch on the Hoona Braves side. So some of the players from Hoona, Raymond Osborne, who is a senior. Antonio Phillips is a senior. Manny Budke, a lot of you guys may know Manny Budke. A real big personality. He's just a junior, so we got him for another year. Randy Roberts, a junior. Jeffrey Devlin, a sophomore. Brandon Guthrie, a sophomore. Jerry White, that is, a sophomore. And Josh Wright is their lone freshman this year. On the Skagway side, let's look at the Skagway lineup. The boys featuring Colton Belisle, a junior. Kota Shindo, a junior. Alex Ackerman, also a junior. So a junior-heavy squad here for Skagway. Micah Cook and Stephen McKnight are the sophomores, and the three freshmen, Danny Brady, C.J. Dormito, and Wyatt Belisle. Skagway Panthers have now taken the court. Hoon is coming out, starting for Skagway. Colton Belisle, Alex Ackerman, Kota Shindo, Danny Brady, and Stephen McKnight on the court all for Skagway. And we are about ready for tip-up, and Skagway almost wins the tap, but no, it comes down to Hoona. Jerry White wins the tip. All right, Hoona's going to work against this 1-3-1 defense from Skagway. You got Kota Shindo up on the top, and Hoona quickly works it down into the short corner on that post, actually. And a terrific bucket from Hoona by Brandon Guthrie, who was wide open in that post, and that is a place where that 1-3-1 can be a little bit weak. Right there in that post, if the four that's down low doesn't get over quickly. So Skagway has the ball in the forecourt. They're trying to pass the ball around, and they throw it away. Looks like Skagway's just a little jittery, has come out a little bit nervous here today after a big win yesterday. Let's see if Skagway can settle down a little bit and play some good aggressive basketball. Now Luna's got it all over on the wing and feeding down low to Budke, over to Guthrie, and back out top to Josh Wright. His three-point bomb no good. There for the rebound, the guy you got to watch today, Jerry White, number 30, picks up the rebound, sticks it in for two, and it is quickly a 4-0 game, and White was fouled on the play. He is going to the free throw line to shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. White gets the ball from the official, steps into his shot, misses it off the front of the rim there for the rebound, Manny Budke. Oh, beautiful rebound by Manny, and right back out to White, who's launching a three-point bomb, no good. Rebound by Danny Brady. Woo! Skagway dodged a little bit of a bullet there. 4-0, still the score. Skagway comes up against what looks like a bit of a matchup zone, and Kota Shindo throws up a three-point bomb. Danny Brady gets the rebound from it and is knocked a couple of times on it. They called the second foul on Danny Brady, not the first. And Danny Brady will go to the free throw line. Looks like he was shooting when they called the foul, so he will go to the free throw line to try and get Skagway on the board here early today in Juneau. First shot up by Brady, around the rim and in. Skagway has broken the proverbial seal on the scoring today. Second shot by Brady, up. No good. Fighting for the rebound, Kota Shindo, and we're going to have a foul called on Kota for a push. You know, we've been talking about this a lot lately here in the coaching realm. There is no such violation as an over-the-back. When you go over the back, if you do it cleanly, there is no penalty. But if you do draw contact going over the back, there is supposed to be a foul called on that, and that's what they just called Kota on. So Skagway working that 1-3-1. Their rotation's a little bit slow yet. Danny Brady trying to bother. A jump shot in the corner by Josh Wright is able to do it, and Skagway comes down with a rebound. Kota Shindo now on the left-hand side. Skagway going from left to right across. Your headphone set today. Kota Shindo's got the ball on the left. Alex Ackerman setting a pick against Manny Budke. Kota's three-point bomb offline, and rebound collected by Josh Wright, who is on the end line, but the official, of course, didn't see it. Manny Budke quickly now into the forecourt, gets a pass down low, puts it up and in. 6-1, Huna. Skagway's got to make sure Huna doesn't run away from them early. Skagway's got to stay close and keep playing their game. Kota gets it on the right side to Danny Brady. Pressured heavily. Down to Alex Ackerman in the corner, also pressured heavily. Danny gets it to Colton Belial in the lane. His dribble is bothered, and he falls to the ground trying to keep possession of the ball. And when he does that, he rolls over and travels, and that is a violation. A turnover. 6-1 the score, 5:50 to go here in the first quarter of play. Skagway boys versus Huna. Huna in their white uniforms with the maroon trim. Quickly into the forecourt, Jeffrey Devlin for Huna has the ball. Back up top to Wright, over to Manny, and into White. White's going to put up a 24-foot jump shot from the deep wing and knocks it down. 9-1 now the score, and that is a guy you've got to have eyes on. Number 30 can put points up in a hurry for Huna. Skagway into the forecourt. Huna's content to play that little matchup zone, basically a 2-3, but with the guards staggered up top. It's something similar to the Skagway girls' defensive set, in that the two guards up top are lined up in a line as opposed to a vertical line, as opposed to that horizontal line of the 2-3. 9-1 the score, 5:15. Danny Brady going to the free throw line to try and get a couple more points on the board for Skagway. His first shot is up. No good. Looked like the release was a little bit off there for Danny. His hand kind of folded inward instead of outward, and so that's what drew that shot offline a little bit. His second shot is up, and perfect release on that one. In and out, no good. Fighting for the loose ball is two Skagway players and Jerry White. We're going to get a jump ball called. We know they're popular here in this gym, and it will be Skagway basketball as Huna won the initial tip. Alex Ackerman to inbound, out top to Kota. Kota working on Manny Budke. Looks, pops a three, no good, rims out, and rebound down to Josh Wright. Josh Wright wants to push the action into the forecourt, gets it quickly to Manny. Manny double-teamed, back out to Wright, over on the sideline to Jeffrey Devlin, back up to Wright, back over to Devlin. They're moving the ball well. Manny Budke gets it in, gets it back out, and there is Jerry White with another three-point bomb from Huna. And Coach Scott Lesh from Skagway calls a quick timeout, and he may have to do something about Jerry White, one of the fine shooters in our league. And if you leave him open for an instant, he will make you pay. To the tune of 12-1 now, Hoonah up over Skagway, 4:47 left to go in the quarter. Looks like this is going to be a 30-second timeout. Hoonah's ready, and Skagway is drawing something up. Scott Lesh had his whiteboard flown in from Skagway yesterday as the girls' coach, one Mike Swayze, forgot to pack it in the vehicle on the way down. So, you know, it got here. So Skagway coming out of the huddle a little bit late, and the officials are giving them the let's go, guys. Dan Brady to inbound the ball for Skagway. Quickly into Coda, and Coda wants to work it up on the right-hand side of the key. Over to Danny, down low to Ackerman. Ackerman likes an 18-foot jump shot off the back of the rim, no good. There for the rebound, Hoonah. Jerry White has it now, and he's on the right side. Stephen McKnight guarding White all over the court, and it looks like they've gone to a box and one, Skagway has. White has the ball up top. He gets it over to Devlin. Devlin and down to Manny Budke. His shot no good, and we've got a push underneath called by the outside official. And that's going to be now two on Coda Shindo, and that's a player Skagway cannot afford to get into foul trouble. Coda Shindo, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time for Skagway Panther basketball, an outstanding foreign exchange student from Japan. This is his 1 year to be with Skagway. He will head to another locale next year. And in his high school, where he was brought up, they practice basketball for 3 hours a day, 6 hours on Saturday, one day off, and that's Sunday. And his skill set surely shows that level of dedication, and he goes into the lane right now for a jump shot. No good. Danny Brady fights for the rebound, ties up Jerry White for that rebound, and a nice play by Brady to get into the lane. Coda Shindo's got to get hot in order for Skagway to come back from this 12-1 deficit early in the game, and Skagway's defense also has to stay tight. So Danny Brady guarding the ball out top. It is Josh Wright moving the ball around over to Devlin, back up top to Wright. Wright's looking into the lane. Alex Ackerman's out on right. Now it's Danny Brady. A nice switching defense by Skagway, keeping things close. Quickly into the lane is Devlin. No good there for the rebound. Danny Brady had it ripped away by Manny Budke. And finally, his shot misses. Colton Belisle gets it over to Coda. Coda Shindo up on the right-hand side, under control. Wants to pass it into the lane, gets it over to Danny. Danny wants a jump shot. His shot's blocked partially there for the rebound is Alex Ackerman. His putback attempt, no good. And Hoonah comes away with the ball. Jerry White has it now for Hoonah. Jerry White wants to get into the lane, and he's got a lane. And instead of trying to shoot the ball, he passes it over to the left in the direction of Manny Budke, but it goes out of bounds, and it will go back to Skagway. Skagway basketball, 3:22, and it looks like Skagway's defense is switched in the correct motion now, trying to stop Jerry White. Coda Shindo, a nice step back for the three, no good. Rebound tipped out by Stephen McKnight, and Coda Shindo has to get hot, as I just said. It does bear repeating that when Coda Shindo gets hot, Skagway's offense increases. Danny Brady on ball now, passing over to Devlin. Oh, beautiful movement of the basketball by Hoonah. Results in a Manny Budke, a blocked shot. It was blocked on the way up, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back in. 14-1 now. Coda coming in to, well, he's up at the top of the key now, working off a pick for McKnight. Tries to pass it over to Danny Brady, but his pass a little too fancy and offline. And now quickly, it is Josh Wright. His layup, no good. Manny Budke there for the rebound. His layup, no good. And Alex Ackerman comes down with it, and he's ripping the ball out of the air, trying to stay strong with the ball, and gets fouled in the meantime. And it is Jerry White that's going to have a foul called on him, and that's a good sign for Skagway. That's a kid you want to get in a foul trouble. Nice kid from Hoonah, but somebody that you'd like to see a few more fouls on. Nope, they're not going to call it on him. They're going to call it on Devlin. I'm sorry, on Josh Wright. And that's going to be the second foul on Josh Wright from Hoonah. So that's a good sign for Skagway, too. If they can get their starters into foul trouble, the bench is not deep for Hoonah. They've only got, well, looks like two players on the bench. Danny Brady's jump shot from 18 feet, no good. Draws nothing, and Hoonah comes down with a rebound. It was Antonio Phillips who's checked into the game that just came down with that rebound. White has the ball up top, guarded closely by Stephen McKnight. Oh, a beautiful entry pass by Huna, and the layup missed by Antonio Phillips. He made a nice move, bodied up against Kota, put it up, but Kota was there for the rebound, so Kota Shindo into the forecourt for Skagway, and he's got a double team, he's got somebody open, but he didn't find him. Instead, he takes a jump shot, fouled on the three-point shot attempt by Manny Budke, and Kota Shindo will go to the line, shooting three. Well, as a coach, that's not a shot you want to see unless it results in a foul. It was a little bit too contested. You'd like to see him get that to the open player. Did not, but he was the recipient of a bailout foul, and his first free throw was up and good. Coda's second free throw up. No good. And they only gave him two shots? Okay, they got one more. I was about to be incredulous, but nope, they got another shot. So checking back into the game is Brandon Guthrie for Huna. Checking out for the time being is Josh Wright. Third shot up by Kota Shindo is good. 14-3 the score. 1:39 to go here in the first quarter. Skagway has got to keep it close. Huna works it into the lane, ball stripped, and then picked up. Oh, and a nice play by Brandon Guthrie, who picked up that ball, went strong up to the hoop, and laid it in for two. 16-3 now the score. Kota Shindo working against Manny Budke, gets it over to Brady in the corner to Ackerman. Ackerman does a dribble drive, and his shot is, well, bothered by getting slapped on the arm. No call by the official, and it goes back to Huna. Jerry White has the ball now for Huna. Up at the top. Quick pass over to Devlin. Devlin shot up, no good. And the putback again by Brandon Guthrie up and in. And another bucket for Huna. And this one's getting away from Skagway quickly. It's a 15-point lead now in just the first quarter. Another jump shot from Kota Shindo. And that is problematic for Skagway. They've got to get something going to the basket. Kota's got the ball. He sees 39 seconds up there. And he's pointing for one shot up on the... 39 seconds on the clock. He's looking for one shot. Instead, Alex Ackerman shoots a shot, doesn't follow his shot. Rebound to Jerry White. Jerry White coming the length of the floor with a left-hand dribble. Turns into the lane. Sees an open man. It is Antonio Phillips. He feeds down low. A nice pass to Jeffrey Devlin, whose shot is missed. And Danny Brady gets the rebound. Over to Kota. He's got 10 seconds to work. Now he wants the one shot. Looking over on the right side to Danny Brady. Back up to Kota. He's got five. He's got a pick from Stephen McKnight. He's going to launch a 25-foot jump shot. He's going to draw no iron at all. It goes harmlessly out of bounds, and Skagway is in a hole early here in third-round tournament action.